Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. According to the fossil record, ancient humans usually had straight teeth. In fact, the dental dilemmas that fuel the demand for braces and wisdom teeth extractions today appear to be recent developments. So what happened? Scientists have a hypothesis. A couple million years ago, teeth and jaws of our ancestors had to work hard to make the food they ate digestible. That's why their jaws and teeth were larger than ours. At some point, they began using tools and fire to cook food, which helped break it down. Then, around 12,000 years ago, some humans started farming. Over the course of several thousand years, it became more common for people to refine their food. Fast forward to the Industrial Revolution, and technological innovations dramatically accelerated these processes. In a relatively short time, many human mouths were relieved of a great deal of their grinding, crushing, and pulverizing duties. And interestingly, it was around this time that tooth crookedness appears to have become more common. Examining fossils, researchers have observed a gradual decrease in both tooth and jaw size in humans. Many think that, for most of human history, dietary shifts were gradual and that changes in tooth and jaw size basically kept pace with one another. But, with the Industrial Revolution, that changed. Over a relatively short period, some human populations saw a decrease in jawbone size, while teeth stayed roughly the same size, meaning they have a limited space. So, when they do grow in, they may displace others and get jostled into some eccentric positions. And then, wisdom teeth, which are usually the last to make their debut, seem to only complicate things further. In many cases, they have little or no space to emerge. This can lead to impacted wisdom teeth, which may cause discomfort and infections if not surgically removed. This hypothesis has been supported by some experimental data. In a 1983 study, researchers raised 43 monkeys on diets of either naturally tough or artificially soft food. Those fed softer food had more crowded premolars and displaced teeth. In other words, the issue seems to be environmental instead of a genetic one, though heritable factors may sometimes be at play. It's estimated that somewhere between 30 to 60% of people today experience some level of tooth crowding, but this trend varies across global populations. Some people naturally never have wisdom teeth, and some don't experience tooth crowding and still get their wisdom teeth without a hitch, which seems to coincide with diets that are less processed. According to the fossil record, ancient humans usually had straight teeth. In fact, the dental dilemmas that fuel the demand for braces and wisdom teeth extractions today appear to be recent developments. So what happened? Scientists have a hypothesis. A couple million years ago, teeth and jaws of our ancestors had to work hard to make the food they ate digestible. That's why their jaws and teeth were larger than ours. At some point, they began using tools and fire to cook food, which helped break it down. Then, around 12,000 years ago, some humans started farming. Over the course of several thousand years, it became more common for people to refine their food. Fast forward to the Industrial Revolution, and technological innovations dramatically accelerated these processes. In a relatively short time, many human mouths were relieved of a great deal of their grinding, crushing, and pulverizing duties. And interestingly, it was around this time that tooth crookedness appears to have become more common. Examining fossils, researchers have observed a gradual decrease in both tooth and jaw size in humans. Many think that, for most of human history, dietary shifts were gradual and that changes in tooth and jaw size basically kept pace with one another. But with the Industrial Revolution, that changed. Over a relatively short period, some human populations saw a decrease in jawbone size, while teeth stayed roughly the same size, meaning they have a limited space. So, when they do grow in, they may displace others and get jostled into some eccentric positions. And then, wisdom teeth, which are usually the last to make their debut, seem to only complicate things further. In many cases, they have little or no space to emerge. This can lead to impacted wisdom teeth, which may cause discomfort and infections if not surgically removed. This hypothesis has been supported by some experimental data. In a 1983 study, researchers raised 43 monkeys on diets of either naturally tough or artificially soft food. Those fed softer food had more crowded premolars and displaced teeth. In other words, the issue seems to be environmental instead of a genetic one, though heritable factors may sometimes be at play. It's estimated that somewhere between 30 to 60% of people today experience some level of tooth crowding, but this trend varies across global populations. Some people naturally never have wisdom teeth, and some don't experience tooth crowding and still get their wisdom teeth without a hitch, which seems to coincide with diets that are less processed. You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7.
The police in West Sussex were scrambled to reports of a terrifying 6-foot panther on the loose. Officers were notified of a giant predator roaming a park in the dead of night. Local police arrived at the scene at around 3 a.m. in the morning, only to find it was a false alarm. A picture taken at the scene shows a huge stuffed toy, with its hind legs hanging off the back of the park bench. The police said, "We received reports of a large predator in the park. It turned out to be a stuffed toy, but the attending officers didn't know that at first, so they were right to be cautious." The police in West Sussex were scrambled to reports of a terrifying 6-foot panther on the loose. Officers were notified of a giant predator roaming a park in the dead of night. Local police arrived at the scene at around 3 a.m. in the morning, only to find it was a false alarm. A picture taken at the scene shows a huge stuffed toy, with its hind legs hanging off the back of the park bench. The police said, "We received reports of a large predator in the park. It turned out to be a stuffed toy, but the attending officers didn't know that at first, so they were right to be cautious."
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. North Korean media has lashed out at a recent South Korean movie, Ashfall, for showing the North in a bad light and engaging in atrocious provocation. Ashfall centres around Mount Paektu, a dormant volcano in North Korea, which suddenly erupts, causing severe earthquakes across the peninsula. According to the plot, the solution is to deposit an atomic bomb in the depths of the volcano, which explodes and stops the earthquakes. The ending? A united North and South Korean government overseeing the reconstruction of the Korean peninsula. Might also have caused disappointment. Ashfall also features the collapse of a building presumed to be the headquarters of the ruling party of North Korea. North Korean media has lashed out at a recent South Korean movie, Ashfall, for showing the North in a bad light and engaging in atrocious provocation. Ashfall centres around Mount Paektu, a dormant volcano in North Korea, which suddenly erupts, causing severe earthquakes across the peninsula. According to the plot, the solution is to deposit an atomic bomb in the depths of the volcano, which explodes and stops the earthquakes. The ending? A united North and South Korean government overseeing the reconstruction of the Korean peninsula. Might also have caused disappointment. Ashfall also features the collapse of a building presumed to be the headquarters of the ruling party of North Korea. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9. The cleaning method by Marie Kondo is a simple but effective tidying method, ensuring you will never again relapse to clutter. You're not choosing what to discard, but rather choosing to keep only the items that speak to your heart. Through tidying, you can reset your life and spend the rest of your life surrounded by the people and things that you love the most. This method entails tidying by category, not by location. Beginning with clothes, then moving on to books, papers, miscellaneous items, and finally, sentimental items. Keep only those things that speak to the heart and discard items that no longer spark joy. The cleaning method by Marie Kondo is a simple but effective tidying method, ensuring you will never again relapse to clutter. You're not choosing what to discard, but rather choosing to keep only the items that speak to your heart. Through tidying, you can reset your life and spend the rest of your life surrounded by the people and things that you love the most. This method entails tidying by category, not by location. Beginning with clothes, then moving on to books, papers, miscellaneous items, and finally, sentimental items. Keep only those things that speak to the heart and discard items that no longer spark joy. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10. Many grasses undergo a physiological change known as compensatory growth. It seems counterintuitive, but when a herd of buffalo grazes down a sward of fresh grass, it actually grows faster in response. This helps the plant recover, but also invites the buffalo back for dinner later in the season. It's even been discovered that there is an enzyme in the saliva of grazing buffalo that actually stimulates grass growth, to say nothing of fertilizer produced by a passing herd. Grass gives to buffalo, and buffalo gives to grass. Many grasses undergo a physiological change known as compensatory growth. It seems counterintuitive, but when a herd of buffalo grazes down a sward of fresh grass, it actually grows faster in response. This helps the plant recover, but also invites the buffalo back for dinner later in the season. It's even been discovered that there is an enzyme in the saliva of grazing buffalo that actually stimulates grass growth, to say nothing of fertilizer produced by a passing herd. Grass gives to buffalo, and buffalo gives to grass. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11. Once, Winston Churchill had been asked to lay a foundation stone in Bristol, where he was Chancellor of the University. Churchill picked up a silver trowel provided for the occasion and looked at the foundation stone. To the surprise of everyone, he laid the trowel aside and said, "The stone isn't level." Red-faced officials produced measuring instruments and in a second discovered that he was right. Solemnly, they adjusted the stone, and then Churchill nodded his approval, took up the silver trowel, and smoothed the cement. Once, Winston Churchill had been asked to lay a foundation stone in Bristol, where he was Chancellor of the University. Churchill picked up a silver trowel provided for the occasion and looked at the foundation stone. To the surprise of everyone, he laid the trowel aside and said, "The stone isn't level." Red-faced officials produced measuring instruments and in a second discovered that he was right. Solemnly, they adjusted the stone, and then Churchill nodded his approval, took up the silver trowel, and smoothed the cement. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12. Mr. President, Commissioner, the move to ban TikTok has more to do with a reckless new Cold War posturing and driving a wedge between the EU and China than anything to do with safeguarding user data. It's true that TikTok has the capacity to control content and collect and store its users' personal data. This is also true of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others. Why don't we have rules that adequately protect people in the EU? Regulations should be applied to all social media platforms in a rational manner. Mr. President, Commissioner, the move to ban TikTok has more to do with a reckless new Cold War posturing and driving a wedge between the EU and China than anything to do with safeguarding user data. It's true that TikTok has the capacity to control content and collect and store its users' personal data. This is also true of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others. Why don't we have rules that adequately protect people in the EU? Regulations should be applied to all social media platforms in a rational manner. End of the listening section.